Rabbanan, there is no Bittul, so it's only Kavuah Mid Rabbanan. So that, when it of a Choshuv is Nisarif, with Rov, so Mid Raisa it is Bittul, but Mid Rabbanan it's not Bittul. So that's called Kavuah Mid Rabbanan. When it of a Choshuv is Nisarif with Rov, so it's not Bittul, so it's called Kavuah Mid Rabbanan. So the Mechaber passes even by Kavuah Mid Rabbanan, that even by Kavuah Mid Rabbanan, that we need three taruves. We need three taruves. So Allah is kama v'chamo kavua de raise that it shouldn't be bottled in one taruves. It shouldn't be bottled in one taruves. So there's a second kash. There's a second kash. So this is what the mechab the shach asks. Sifrav gimul tel berof tzor chiyun to yehi alev taruves ho amchab asvir alei Obviously, here the Mechaber is also dealing with the Dovah Choshuv. Because, as the Primigodin points out, because if the Mechaber had dealt with the Chti Choshenu Ruyel Yisrabeit, why does he have to say Ptela Barov Mishim Svek Sveke? So Ptela Barov. So obviously the Mechaber deals with the Chti Choshenu Ruyel Yisrabeit. So it's also the Dovah Choshuv. What difference does it make? What kind of a Dovah Choshuv? Chti Choshenu Ruyel Yisrabeit or the Money Badin? The Shisha Dvorim. So he deals with the Dovah Choshuv. Now, the Dovah Choshuv, the halacha is that even two taguves the Mechaber paskins is not enough. Allah has kamo v'chamo, one taguves. That's the kasha. So, chiyun de lehei ale taguves, ho am chaba svirelei, bisifches, de lishore le begimu taguves, v'arashbo le taimi ozul, bisvirelei de shore le beis taguves. וכן לכמה נסיף קוטן ממתס. וצורך לימר, דסביר ללם חבר, דחיל ודקבוע חידושו, גורם את הרובס. וכל שניסרי וחקאים, אז לינם בשרו ושור, ואיצה אורת. Anyway, so there are two caches that are raised against the Mechaber. One cache that is raised against the Mechaber, how can he say Tehle Barov Mishim Svek Sveke Bitsef Sof Yachal Bikuf Sof Yit Aruves? And that's probably the Kavone of the Ramo, because it's not Mashma that the Ramo has reference to the Kashe of the Shach. The other Kashe is the Mechaber obviously has reference to Echticho Uyil Yishabit, because if the Mechaber had dealt with Echticho Sheinu Uyil Yishabit, so then it would be Bottle Barov, it would be a simple din, and the Mechaber wouldn't have to say Tehle Barov Mishim Svek Sveke. So in other words, so he deals with the Vachoshuv, we need three taruves. And here it's muter in one taruves. Now, as far as the first kasha is concerned, which is really the asogia of the Ramo himself, it's sofik yachot biguv, it's sofik yachot taruves. So the Ruch HaShulchan says that the Mechaber holds, these two sveikes are misugechot. When do we say sofik yachot biguv, sofik taruves, when the two sveikes are mishnei different sugim? Let's say, Sofik Treife was Nisarif. Sofik Treife was Nisarif. So one is a Sofik Beguf and one is a Sofik in Taruves. Mashenik in here. So what is the first Sofik? Because he bought a Chticha Shel Boso, he bought it, a Chticha Ruyel Yishabeit, he bought in one of the stores in the market. 9 stores sell kosher, 1 store sells straight. And he bought in one of the stores, he doesn't know in which store. So that's also his of Taruves. That's also his of Taruves, because he doesn't know in which store. So it's not Sofik Biguv. So Sofik Biguv is, let's say, it's Sofik Treif. Let's say there is a certain kind of a sirche in the Reye. So it's a Sofik Treif. It's a Sofik Treif. But here, one store sells Treif, Vadai, and the other store sells. But he doesn't know in which store. So that's also like Sofik Yachot Bit. So both Sveikes are Bitaruves. The first Sofik is the Sofik Bitaruves, and the second Sofik is the Sofik Bitaruves. So it's Misug Yachot. Alright, that's the Or HaShulchan's explanation. Teretz on the first Kashe. But then there's another Kashe, the Kashe raised by the Shach. So if we are to understand the lomdes of the smak and the Rambam, so then we'll be able to understand this mechaber. We have to understand the shittes Rambam and smak. All right, the moker is the Gemara in smak, because the Gemara says liribe yasuri, remaini baden shenof liribe yasuri, but meribe lishleisha, mishleisha moker macha mutar. So So this says that lav davke meribel mokemach, mishleishel mokemach. It's only komashmelon that only according to Rab Shimon it's muter, but according to Rab Yude, even when you have three sveikes it's us. But the Rambam and the Smagri understood that Gemore kipshuta. So Mimele, they say we need three tagoves. But why is it muter three tagoves on the basis of svek sveike? So one of shech, so even two tagoves you have svek sveike. So apparently, here it is a special kind of svek sveike. Because when the Mechaba says in sif ches, dovo sheni botol machmas chivose, sheni sarev ba'acherim, v'nofal ma'atahuves azois echot lishnayim acherim, v'nofal min ashleisho echot lishnayim acherim, hareilu acherim mutorim, sh'arei echot shel tahuves o v'sheino botol b'rov, v'nofal echot m'tahuves o v'sheino l'elef kum asurim, v'nema botol b'rov el hater svek sveiko. So here the Mechaba operates with two things, with two principles, botol b'rov and zweck. And obviously it's a combination of both, because if it hadn't been a combination of both, so then why only Vinofal Matarubis Aziz Echot Lishnai Macherim? He could say Vinofal Matarubis Aziz Lei Echot Acher, not Lishnai Macherim. Le Echot Acher, Chad Lechad. So you also have zweck. He mentions Lishnai Macherim. In other words, we need two things. First of all, there should be Svek Sveike, and there should be Rov. But Svek Sveike by itself is not, Svek Sveike by itself is not enough. Svek Sveike by itself is not enough. Why? Because as far, this Svek Sveike is a special type of Svek Sveike. In other words, you'll see the Ramos says, now, now the Ramos says in his Agoyan Siftes, he says, "V'yeshem matam v'yoseh hoil v'asofik u'isa v'rais v'lo inucha le'maray tzofik she'in kanisa rach shenisari v'achir lo imikre svek sveike v'yoseh avol im hoyu beis sveikeis im hoyu kan isa klal v'neidu beis sveikeis b'yachat." So he emphasizes, "V'neidu beis sveikeis b'yachat matirin svek sveike b'chol mokin." Afilu biisa deraise vigufei shalisa vafilu hoyo lo yecheskasisa kenei shebecheskasisa reimei v'nishbar v'nishmat gapoi sofik mechayim lachashrite v'im timtzolayim amechayim shemo lo yinikvo areye yeish lehatia mikiach svek sveike afal pishe yeish legoral de pikas areye imofsh. Now as I mentioned before, both the Mechaber and Ramo paskin like the rishite the sofik yach bigu sofik taruves is osea. But there is a machlekes between the Rajbo and the Rov as to why Sofik Yachbigus of the Rahules is Oser. According to Rajbo, it's a special aloche that the both Sveikes have to be Misugechot. And according to the Rov, there are two Lishens. So there are more Paschals like the second Roshin in the Rov, not like the first Roshin in Bais Dalet Shabbos. Now, what is the first Roshin? The first Roshin, the Rov, Estikash, the Rosh says that we cannot say Sofik Treifesh and Nisarev that it should be muter on the basis of Svek Sveike. But why? One Sofik is maybe it's not even a Treife. Assuming that it is a Treife, maybe it's not this Sofik Treife, it's the other. It's the other Tichas Bosar. It was Nisarev. I mean, even if it's Nisarev Chad Bechad, so we should have Svek Sveike, according to Rabbi Netami Nachname. So Sofik Treife was mixed up with another Tichas, Chad Bechad. So it's Svek Sveike. Maybe it's not a Treife, assuming it is a Treife. Maybe it's not that one. And it's Misaper too. Alright. So this is Ram Tamshi. So Bodri is Chelik. So the Ro explains the Rishi. So there are two explanations. One explanation is the reason as to why we do not say that by Sofik Treife, Svek Sveike, because if, let's say, you have a Sofik Treife, so Sveike, the Raise is the Chumre. So it's Natir the Chumre. So it's in Vadai. So it's Vadai the Reis. In other words, again, it's the same Omdes as the din that is mentioned according to most Nisikeri in Simen Kuv Beis. That in other words, the Sveik the Reis Lechumri, it means it's also Mitir as Vadai Mitir Reis, not Mitir Asofik. So Mimele, if Asofik Treife was Nisarif Chad Bechad, the Rosh says in the first Lashon, you cannot say Sveik Sveike, because you don't have Sveik Sveike. You have only one Sofik. Because if it's a suffix treife, so then as long as it's a suffix to us, whether it's a treife or not, so sveik it reis al chumre, so it's a vada yisar, oshem, no saveine. Even if klap ishmai is galil, it's not treife, and somebody will eat it, he'll be even this yisar of oshem, no saveine. As long as objectively there is a suffix. So now you have one suffix, maybe it's that, maybe it's not. So it's one suffix, so again it's lechum. Also then you ask, so why does the Gemara say Daftes in Ksuves? Pesach Pesuach Motzosi Svek Sveike? What's the Svek Sveike? Maybe she was in so before she got married. Assuming she was in so after she got married. Maybe Beines, and it's also Misapich. Maybe she was forced, and assuming that she wasn't forced, it was Berotzen. Maybe she was Mizane before she got married, but there too. So when once you say one Sofik, once you say one Sofik, so Mimele, so Mimele, it's Oseh, on the basis of that one Sofik, so it's Oseh, Mimele Reise, so then you have only one Sofik. So the Ro says, in the first Loshin, that over there it is Muter, because Mimele Reise, even with one Sofik, Pesach Pesuach Matzosi would be Muter. Now the Gemara in Ksuve says that only by Ishes Yisroel Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi is Muter, but by Ishes Kehen, so Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi is Asur. Why? Because you can only say by Ishes Kehen, you can only say maybe Loi Tachtov Zinso. But once you assume the Tachtov Zinso, you cannot say maybe Beines, because Ishes Kehen, even if it's Beines, she's Asur. She's a Zeno. So she's Asur Lebayo. Asur Lebayo. So the Ro says in the first Loshen, that neither I say, even by Isheskeya, Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi, she would be Muteres, because she has a Cheskas Heta. She has a Cheskas Heta Lebayel. She has a Cheskas Heta Lebayel. So, Mimele, we rely on Chazok. So, neither I say, so we rely on Chazok. So, even by Isheskeya, well, you have only one Sofik. Maybe it is Loitachtov Zinso. Not the other Sofik. So, it would be Muteres. But mid Rabbanon, we don't rely in such a case on the Chazokin. So by Ishes Kehen, Yasur. But by Ishes Yisrael, it's Muteres because of Svek Sveki. So it's only Nigei and Yisrael Rabbanon. That's why Svek Sveki is Muter. Masha'in came where with one Sofik, it would be also mid Raise. So then, Svek Sveki, even if both Svekis are Biguf, would be also. That's the first notion, though. But then, the second notion, then he mentions, Another Loshin. And the pshat in the other Loshin is, over there by Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi, Enoch Nami, we cannot. There is no Chazokeh there. There is no Chazokeh by Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi. But both Sveikes over there, one Sofik is imminent in the other. And they both originate at the same time. They are necessarily, one Sofik is imminent in the other. Is imminent in the other. In other words, and both Sveikis take place at the same time. Let's say Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi. So when does the Sofik, so when he finds out that he has Pesach Pesuach, so mainly have both Sveikis. So it's not there, we can't even visualize a chetimtze by Pesach Pesuach that for one day, so there should be just one Sofik. And then later on, there should be two Sveikis. One is necessarily imminent in the other Sofik. You cannot visualize by Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi, vis-a-vis Eishes Yisrael, you cannot visualize one Sofik without other Sofik, vis-a-vis Eishes Yisrael. So Mimele, you cannot say Sveike Derais Lechumre, because there is not even one moment, one split second, where it became Moshe. Mashein Kein, Mashein Kein, and the Ro es Sekashe. The Ro es Sekashe. Now the Gemara, the Braise in Zvochim says, me ribe mishleisho, u mishleisho, le mokemacher asores. So it only says, Mirgibilishleish. All right, so Teisva says that it's not even necessary that Mishleish Lemokam Achia. But it is necessary that Rav Shimon says, Rimin Baden, Nofal Rimin Baden, Mirimini Baden, Ribe Asuri, or Miribe Lishleisho, so mutar. Let's forget the Mishleish Lemokam Achia. So just as Teisva says, that Miribe Lishleisho mutar. But only Meribe Lishleisha Mutarim. And what does Meribe Lishleisha mean? So the Gemara explains it. It means Lishleisha three together with this one. So that means that one pomegranate from the sack that has 10,000 pomegranate was removed and it fell into a bag, into a sack that has two pomegranates. So together with this one is Lishleisha. That's the pshat of Meribe Lishleisha. So only Meribe Lishleisha together with this one. But Meribe Lishnaim together with this one not. So the kasha of the roi is svek sveke. You have svek sveke. Who needs that you should be meribel shleisha even meribel shnai? Let's say one pomegranate from that sack that has such a bulk of pomegranates was removed and it fell into a sack that has another pomegranate. So there is the rubis of chad b'chad, so he's svek sveke. So you should be allowed to take one pomegranate out of the second sack. First of all, maybe it's not the one that fell from the first sack into the second. Assuming that it is the one that fell from the first into the second, so it, maybe it's not the one that fell into the first. It's not the Rimei Shalisa that fell into the first sack. So it's a svek sveke. And here, the Reb Shimon requires Meribe Lishleisha. In other words, there has to be Bitul Brov. So in other words, so we see from this that in order to be Muter, it's a combination of Bitul Berov and Svek Svek. Why? Because why couldn't it be Muter on the basis of just Svek Sveke? The answer is, here we cannot apply the din of Svek Sveke. Because here, the two Svekes are not one imminent in the other. You see, Yim Pesach Pesuach Motzosi, vis-a-vis Eishes Yisrael, so both Svekes are imminent, one in the other. You couldn't even visualize vis-a-vis Eishes Yisrael, one suffix without other suffix. You couldn't even visualize. They are logically, you see, logically you have two svekes. It's a mathematical. It's a mathematical sveke. It's not just a coincidence that you have two svekes. Mashenkin, the case where you have a remain shel klaya kerem or shel ole, fell into a sack of 10,000 pomegranates. And then one pomegranate out of that bulk fell into another sack that had, the second sack had one pomegranate. So then you also have a svek sveke. You also have a svek sveke. Maybe, so you should be allowed. Now, one pomegranate from this sack that has 10,000 pomegranates fell out and it fell into another sack which has one pomegranate. And it fell. Now I don't know. So Mimele should be allowed to take either one on the basis of Svek Sveke. No, I should be allowed to take this one or that one and say, maybe this one is not the pomegranate that fell from this sack here. Maybe this is the other one, because that is the one. Assuming that this is the one that fell from this sack here, but maybe it's not the Rimei Shalitza. It's not the Rimei Shalitza, and it's Misapich also. So here we don't apply Svek Sveke. Why don't we apply here Svek Sveke? Because the two Svekes did not originate, did not take effect at the same time. Because when the pomegranate Shalitza fell into this sack that had already 10,000 remaining, so then we had only one Svek. Then the next day, or the next week, or the next month, it doesn't make any difference, and even if the next minute. So it doesn't make any difference. So one suffix originated first, and the other suffix originated later. So in such a case, we do not say svek sveke. When do we say svek sveke? Svek sveke we only say if both svekes originate at the same time, like Pesach Pesuach Mitzvos. So both svekes are imminent one in another, and we couldn't even visualize one suffix without the other. Mashinken here, you could visualize one Safik without Ada, until the second Taruvus took place. So he had one Safik. Then the second Taruvus took place, he had another Safik. And I mean, and the other Taruvus had to take place. It just happened that it took place. There was no mathematical necessity in that. Mashinken, by Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi, so the two Sveikes are... There is a mathematical necessity in the two Sveikes. One is imminent. One is imminent in the other. So Mimele, so this kind of Isvek Sveikes, when does Rav Shimon say, Nofal echod mi mehem liribe asuri, miribe lishleisha mutorin, only miribe lishleisha, because there is bitl berov, but miribe lishnayim, which means really, miribe leechod, so it, together with this one, it'll be Shnayim. So then, it'll be Oseh. Why? On the basis of Svek Sveike, we cannot be matter it. Because on the basis of Svek Sveike, so the two Sveikes have to originate at the same time. But this is a different kind of Svek Sveike. That's a special halacha of Svek Sveike. Of Svek Sveike of Taruvus. So in other words, the Heter is based upon a combination of Bitl Berov plus Svek Sveike. So in other words, Midereise... So when a Rimin Baden fell into the first sect, it became bot. But Mid Rabbanon, a Dova Choshuv, is not bot. So that was Takonis Chachomim, that if we have two Bitul Berovs, so then even a Dova Choshuv has bit. Because Mid Raise, so even one Bitul is enough to be Mivatil Dova Choshuv. But Mid Rabbanon, one Bitul Berov is not enough. We must have two bitulim berov. We must have two bitulim berov. So miribe asurim. No, from miribe bad miribe asurim. Miribe lishleisha. That means into two. Together with this one will be shleisha. So there will be another bitul berov. So in such a case where there is another bitul berov, so then it is mutar. That's the shite of that's. This is the explanation according to those who say that it's not necessary to have three taruvus. Now, how about the smak? How about the smak? The smak and the Rambam that it's necessary to have three taruvus. So miribe lishleisha, mishleisha lemakmacha mitorim. But miribe lishleisha, so it's asurim. Why is that? So again, they agree with the same thing, but they had another point. They say that as long as it is a davar choshuv, so then it cannot become bad. So memele, if it is just echad meremeni bad fell into a sack of ribe, and then one item, one pomegranate from that ribe fell into a sack of shleisha, that means the sack of two, so together with this one, it would be shleisha. So it's also osir. Why? Because what is a Dova Choshuv? What's the Pshat of Dova Choshuv? Dova Choshuv means... Last year, I mentioned the Loshna Rambam Pirush HaMishneh in Pirgim Revorei, that why are the Shisha Dvorim, the Shiva Dvorim considered a Dova Choshuv? Why are they unique? Because, number one, they are counted, they are sold exclusively by Minyan, and number two, but we don't pass in the Chachomim, do not agree with Rameya, but here it has another element. It is relatively expensive too. This is the Rambam's pshat. From Rashi in Zvochim, it's mashma that the reason as to why the Shisha Dvorim, the Shiva Dvorim are considered Dvorim Chshuvim is because they are expensive and gigantic, large. Not that they are count, they are sold exclusively by count, but that doesn't make any difference. Anyway, the definition of a Dvar Choshuv means something unique. It's unique by its size, or it's unique by the way people, you know, treat it. I mean, they buy it exclusively by number, you know, singly they buy it, you know. So much you pay, you know, for one pomegranate. So, in other words, so Dvar Choshuv means something that is big, whether it's big in size or it's big in money, something that is big, that is unusually big. So it's a Dvar Choshuv. So, Mimele, why would the Chachomim misakin that the Dvar Choshuv, like the Shisha Dvorim, remain a button and not bottle? Because there is a Halacha Midereise that Nikar Yiser, there is no bit. That's the Reise Halacha. Now, here we have a very gigantic pomegranate and a very expensive pomegranate, but it's not Nikaris, it has some Nikaris, there is bitter. But on account of its size, or its preciousness, or the fact that it's each one is sold by itself for a high price, some mele, there is no bitter. So in other words, Midrabonon, we consider it like Nikaris. So that's why there is no bitter. So mele, when Idovo Choshuv falls into a sack of many items, so since it's a very gigantic thing, it's a Dovah Choshuv, so mele, the whole thing becomes a Dovah Choshuv. Even when it's Nisariv, even when it's in a state of mixture with many other items, it's still considered a Dovah Choshuv. It's still considered a Dovah Choshuv. So mele, the first Aruves is not counted according to the Rambam and the Smart. Because it's Dovah Choshuv, so it's not counted. So it's considered, so the first time when it falls into 10,000, to a sack of 10,000 pomegranates, Midrabonon it's considered like Nikaris. So the first Arubes is not counted, so we don't have the first Arubes. Why? Because the pomegranate Chaliser fell into a sack of other pomegranates. So Mimele, it's like Nikaris, So the first Aruves is not counted because it's like Nikaris Amidrabanon. So what is really the so Midrabanon, which one is the first Aruves? The second Aruves is the first Aruves. And then the third Aruves is the second Aruves. So Mimele, if we have three Aruves, we have two Bitulim Birov and Tzvek Tzveke. So that's a special aloche. So that Tzvek Tzveke is not the same aloche of Tzvek Tzveke like Pesach Pesuach Mutzasi. The aloche of Pesach Pesuach, the Tzvek Tzveke of Pesach Pesuach Mutzasi, that's the aloche midrais. But that only applies to a case where both Tzvekes originate at the same time. When one is inseparable from the other. It's imminent. One, the two Tzvekes, the suffix of maybe Shloitacht of Zinso, and the suffix maybe Bein Zinso, are inseparable one from another. They are imminent one and the other. They both originate at the same time. They both originate at the same time. As a matter of fact, it is possible we haven't reached this Ramo yet. When the Ramo says, Avoy moyo beis veikes im hoyo kan, pisa klau, vimeidu beis as veikes biyachat, matvir in svek sveike bechol mokin, afilu bilis adaraise. So it's possible to explain the Ramo, that the Ramo requires that both sveikes should become neidu at the same time. And if subjectively it's not neidu, at the same time it's not a good svek sveike. But it's possible to explain it differently. That Ramo doesn't mean that subjectively it should be neidu at the same time. Because then there are many kashes against the Ramo. We see that even when subjectively it's not neidu we say at the same time, it's also a good svek sveike. It's also a good svek sveike. But now let's say in the case of Pesach Pesuach Mutzasi, suppose when he becomes aware of the problem, he doesn't know, I mean, of the halacha that Eishes Yisrael, so he's muteres even if she is in Sotachtov. He doesn't know. He's not a lamb. He doesn't know. So at first he thought that when a Eishes is mizane. And Eishes is mizane. Tachtov, even if it's Beines, so she's asur. Then later on, a month later, I became a lamdan, and he found out that even that by Eishes Yisrael, so even if she was Mizane Tachtov, but as long as it was Beines, so she's Muteres Lebailo. So we won't apply the din of Svek Sveike. So it's possible to explain the Ramo, Vineidu Beis Asveke Liyachat, not in the sense subjectively Neidu Beis Asveke Liyachat. He means a Svek Sveke like Pesach Pesuach Mutzasi, where objectively, you see, both Svekes are bound to become known at the same time. But if somebody doesn't know the Dinim, so he doesn't know. But objectively, it's Neidu Beis Asveke Liyachat. The Svekes are inseparable one from the other. Once you find out the fact of Pesach Pesuach Mutzasi, so mele you must become aware of both Svekes. Mashem Kein, let's say Svekes and Taruves. So first you had one Taruves, then you had another Taruves. So mele objectively they're not Neidu Vasachas. Anyway, so this aloche of two sveikes bitaguves is not the same aloche as two sveikes biguf, like Pesach Pesach Mitzvasi. There, it's aloche of svek sveike that is muter. So at no moment is there one sveik. Objectively, the two sveikes come together by Pesach Pesach Mitzvasi. Whether he is aware of the two sveikes or not, that's not important. But objectively, the two sveikes are imminent one in another. So that's one aloha svek sveike, and that is effective even in the raise svek sveike. But then there is another svek sveike in taruves. When you have two taruves, three taruves, I mean, so there, that svek sveike in the raise is not effective. But where is it effective? In the case of Ido B'choshev. So mid raise, so it became bottle already in the first taruves. But the Chachomim said that Ido B'choshev does not become bottle in the first taruves. So if you have two taruves and the svek sveike, even though the svek sveikes are not inseparable one from the other, we just happen to have two svek sveikes. It's just a matter of coincidence that we have two sveikes, because first it fell into one sack and then it fell into another sack. It's just a coincidental fact. The svek sveikes is not an essential fact. In Pesach Pesuach Motzosi, so the Svek Sveike is an essential fact, not a coincidental fact, an accidental fact. It couldn't be any other way. But when you have two Sveikes in Taruves, so it had to be that way. There is a mathematical necessity in these two Sveikes. There is no mathematical necessity. It just happened. First, it fell. Something fell, an item of Isa fell into one sack, and then it just happened that one item of that sack was removed from that sack and he found another sack. So it's not an essential fact, this Svek Sveike, it's an accidental fact, a coincidental fact. So the two Sveikes are essential facts. It couldn't be one Sofik without the other. So that's one aloche of Svek Sveike, and that is effective even in the rice. Then there is another aloche of Svek Sveike Bitaruves, which is effective only with Rabbono. Let's say in the case of the Bachoshuv, where Midraisi became bottle already, but Midrabono not. So then the Chachomim said, if there is a combination of Bittul and Svek Sveike, two Bittulim and Svek Sveike, so then it's one. So Mimele, this is the Teretz, and on the second Kashi, against second Kashi, and this is what the Or HaShulchan means. So the second Kashi, against the Mechaber, how can the Mechaber say that if Lokam Achasman Yideam is Lokach, Nisavo Bachiris, Vein Nikeres, and he certainly has reference to Echticho Ruyol Ischabeit, because if it's Echticho Shein Ruyol Ischabeit, so then it's Potom Rov, who has to resort to Svekzeg, as the Primer Golem points out. So it's Echticho Ruyol Ischabeit, so it's the Bachoshuv, and the Bechaber Paskens in Sifres, that by the Bachoshuv, so two Taruves is not enough. I mean, we need three taruves, and here is matteret in one taruves. So the answer is, here is matteret in two taruves, because the first sofik is also taruves. Because how did the first sofik arise? Because in nine stores sell trade kosher, and one sells trade. So it's also a sofik of taruves. So maybe we can answer the kashe, the first kashe. The Ramos are sofik. It's sofik arbi kusar taruves. No, it's not sofik arbi kusar taruves. It's both sveikes arbi taruves. But then the other kashe, the shach's kashe, but even two taruves is not effective by the vachoshuv. So even if we consider it as two taruves, it still should not be effective. We need three taruves. So the answer is, the reason is why the mechaber paskens like the Smag and the Rambam, that by the Vachoshu, by the Minit Baden, we need three taruves, because when the remaining Baden fell in, so then that taruves is not considered as taruves. It's not considered as taruves. It's like Nikaroiz. So it's not considered like taruves. So Mimele, we have to have three taruves in order that he should have, Midrabonon, we should have two taruves. Mashenkin here, so we can say that it's bottle machine svek svek. This is svek svek. So here it is bottle berov machine svek svek. Okay, we'll leave it here. I mentioned that the Nesi Keli raised a question against the Mechaber, two questions against the Psak of the Mechaber in Sivdal. Now, in Siv Dalet, the Mechaba says that if someone bought a piece of meat in one of the Chanuyeis in the market, and where there are 10 stores altogether, 9 selling kosher and 1 selling trade, and he bought in one of the stores, he doesn't know in which, that's Kavua. So if that, so it's Osa. But then, if that was Nisarev Berov, so it's Ptema Berov Mishim Svekzvek. Now, obviously, as Prim Gordon points out, since he says Ptema Berov Mishim Svekzvek, why couldn't there be a simple, a plain Bittel Berov? Because he's dealing with Echticha Oilis Chabit. But since it's a Sofik, so we have Rov and Svekzvek. So that Ramos says the Yeshesri. Now, this he got from the Rashba, but the Nisikim raised the question, they raised two questions. Raised two questions against the Mechaba's Psak. First of all, the Mechaba passes like the Ri, the Tzofik Yachot Beguv, Tzofik Yachot Taruves is also. So here, the first Tzofik is Beguv, and the second Tzofik is Bitaruves. So why is it Mut? So such a Svek is not Mut. So the whole Hashulchon gives a Teretz on that Kashe. That here the first Sofik is also considered as a Sofik B'taruvis, because he doesn't know in which story he bought. But then there is another Kasha that is raised. Now that we have a Machlekes Rishenim between Teisves and the Smak. The Rambam Shita happens to be like the Smak. Now in that Gemara in Zvoche, where many Baden Shenisar Shenofl Ribe, so Rav Shimon says. That enough ribe yasuri, but me ribe lishleisho limokamachi amutor. So Teisve says that it's lavdavke mishleisho limokamachi. So even if it's just if it's enough ribe and me ribe lishleisho, we have two taruves, it's muta on the basis of rov and zvekzvek. But the smak shit is that it's not lavdavke. It's only muter if we have three taruves. But if we have two taruves, then it is osa. Then it is osa. So over there, when we have two bitul berov, so it's still it is osa. Al chaskamo v'chamo here, when the first sofik is a sofik ashokul because of kavua, and then you have just one rov, how can it be muter? That's the second question. So this is what the Shach mentions. So chin do yehi al taruves, so am chaba sfir li b'sifres, do yishar al b'dun taruves. Varash bo li taim yozl, di sfir li yishar al b'is taruves. Ma shein ki the mechaba, he paskens not like the Rashbo, he paskens like the smart. So how is it muta here? So I mentioned again, in the name of the Or HaShulchon, the HaShulchon says that the reason as to why the Mechaba Paskins, by Dovah Choshuv, so that we need three Taruves, because the first Taruves, in as much as one of the Shisha Dvorim, the Shiva Dvorim, fell into it, so Memele, it's not considered as a Taruves, Midrabbanan. Why? Because the Shisha Dvorim or the Shiva Dvorim are not bottled because of its unusual size. And I mean, this is what Rashi says. Rashi says in Zvorim. Why the Shisha Dvorim? Because the Shisha Dvorim are unique in their gigantic size. And even though the Rambam doesn't spell it out, the Rambam mentions that they are unique because they are expensive. But the Rambam might also agree that it's not just the fact that it's expensive. Its unusual size is important. So Mele, it's considered as if Nikar Yisa. So the first Taruves is not considered as a Taruves. Now, so why is this different? Here it's also Novah Choshev. If it hadn't been Echticho really Yisrabeit, so then when it becomes mixed up Berov, so it's bottle Berov. So we must say that the Mechaba has reference to Echticho really Yisrabeit. So again, the first Taruves should not be considered, because it's considered with Rabbanon like Nikar Yisa. So according to HaShulchan, we have to say, according to HaShulchan, that there is a difference between the Dovah Choshuv of the Shisha Dvorim and the Shiva Dvorim, where it's considered the Dovah Choshuv on account of its unusual size in the high price, but especially the unusual size. So Meile mit Rabbonon, because of the gigantic size of the Isa, so mit Rabbonon it's considered like Nikar Isa, so it's not even mit Aruves. And the Dovachoshu Vavticho Ruil is Chabit, and where the size is not an unusual size. So Meile too, that over there too, it's not bottle mit Rabbonon, but it's not considered like Nikar Isa. Where it's a Dovah Choshev because of its unusual size, so Mid Rabbanon it's considered like Nikar Isa. Masha'in Kein, Pechticho Ruil is Chabit, where it does not have an unusual size, so too Mid Rabbanon it's not bottle. But it's Iktarubes, it's considered. So Mimele, so it's fillable. This we have to say according to Hashuv. But there could be another Teretz on the Kashi of all the Nizikeh. I think, and the other pshat is more reasonable than the Rosh Hashulchan's pshat, because the whole halacha. Now we have a din in Siv Zayin. So the Mechaber says, "Dovah shenit botol machmas chivosim kein balachayim uber yeuchticha oruyal mischabi v'dovah sheyesh lematiri shenisari v'achirim v'nechal echad mem b'sheidik v'nechal echad mem b'sheidik oy nofal mi'atz miliyam b'inyan shenevad min eilom." So there is a halacha that even if there is one taruves, but if one item fell accidentally into the yam, or one item was it not b'sheigeg, so then all the others are muter. Why? Because of the possibility that the item of iser fell into the yam. Even though, from the point of view of probability, It's not the item of Isa. It's one of the items of Heter. Let's say an item of Isa fell into 1,000 items of Heter. 1,000 items of Heter. Let's say Rimini Baden. And one Rimini Baden of Isa was mixed up with 1,000 Rimini Baden of Heter. And then one pomegranate fell into the yam. So from the point of view of probability, it is one chance out of 1,000 that Dafke, the item of Isa, fell into the yam. On the contrary, on the basis of probability, we should say, no, the item of Isa remained in the bundle, in the sack. Still, we say, we are tail. Why are we tail? Because Midrash say it is bottle without an item of Isa falling. But Midrabonon, it's not bottle, so Mimele, when there is an extra possibility, so then we are there. So Mimele, the pshat, the mechaber, I think is very simple. I mean, we don't have to resort to the Hashulchon's pshat. So because according to Hashulchon, we have to make a distinction between the non-bittle of the Dovah Choshuv of Rimini Baden, let's say the Shisha Dvorim, where it has an unusual size, and the non-bittle of the Dovah Choshuv of Tichon Yilishabit. I mean, that's a deichak. Monefshech, if the non-bittle mid rabbonon of the shisha dvorim, the shiva dvorim, is considered to be like nikel yisam the rabbonon because of the unusual size, so b'chticho ruil ischabit, even though it does not have an unusual size, it should also be considered like nikel yisam. So l'gab b'chticho ruil ischabit, we say that even mid rabbonon it's not considered like nikel yisam, but it's a special rabbonon. There is no bittle. So there is no bittle. So it's the same kind of the rabbonon as by the shisha dvorim. So, but we can explain the mechaber differently, because the whole aloche of kol kavua ki mechtal mechtalon, the mitzvah zeh zakosuv of yoraloch prat lizirik even ligav. That means if there is a chabura of many people, let's say 10 people, and one is a nivit chovim, and 9 are Israelim, so then if we're in heaven, so we say we don't go basarov. So that's exeris hakosov. And from the point of view of svore, it doesn't make any difference whether it's kavua or it's not kavua. From the point of view of probability, I mean it's 9 chances against 1, even if it's kavua. So it's not svore. So it's exeris hakosov. So the exeris hakosov does not tell us that there is no rov. Of course there is Rov. Now what's the halacha of Rov? Rov is a biro. Now, why? Because of the probability. So Rov is based where Rov does apply. So it's based upon probability. And the probability is considered like Vada. So here the Gzeres HaKosov by Kavua is not that there is no Rav. There is Rav, and it's the same kind of probability. I mean, the Gzeres HaKosov does not negate the Svore, the probability. But the Gzeres HaKosov is that by Kavua, we don't rely on Rav. So in not Kavua, in the case of not Kavua, so then we rely on the Rav, on the probability. But by Kavua, we don't rely on the Rav, like the Aloche in Hilchim Yomam Nachah. But I saw that a certain person bought in one of the stores. I saw it with my own eyes. But I just didn't take notice in which store he bought it. This store, that store. I mean, they are next to each other. So then, how is it to be treated like Nimtzo? How is it to be treated like Nimtzo Bishuk, so called the Polish, or like Kono Nashuk, if I saw it? So this is what Ramos says. We heard I'm going to call the Polish blue Polish. How many shall I pierce the phoneno? I will pierce the phoneno. Oy sharei ki shevit chovim lokche. Have a kilu lokche mishom biyodi. Have a kilu lokche mishom biyodi. Have a kilu lokche mishom biyodi. So in other words, so it's considered as kovua. Everybody, all rishonim agree that it's considered kovua if it's pierce the phoneno. But the question is it considered kovua midiraisa? Or only the Rabbonim is considered Kavua. So on that point, there is a Machlokes Rishonim. Most Rishonim, the Rashba, the Rosh, they say that Midrash is considered Kavua if it's Piris Lefanein. If it's Piris Lefanein. But the Ran Shite is, the Ran in Gidanoshe Shite is, that Midrash it is, we apply the din of Kol Diporish. Because after all, he just pirish lefaneinu. So midraise it is considered called the Polish. In other words, if I saw that Nevit Chovim bought, so that Machlekes Rishonim only arises in case where if I saw an Igoi bought it in one of the stores and I didn't take notice in which store. But suppose I saw a Jew bought it in one of the stores, so then everybody agrees that it's Kavua Midraise. Because never mind myself, he's a Jew just as I am. So in other words, so as far as he's concerned, so it's Kono. As far as I'm concerned, so Mimele, it's not Kono. But relative to him, it's Kono. And that child, so Mimele, since relative to him, he's also in eating treifa too. So since relative to him, it's Kono. So Mimele, it's Kavua relative to every other Jew. But if I saw a Goy went across the street into one of the stores, and I didn't take notice which stores. So then there is a Machlekes. So of course it's Kavua. But the Machlekes, the Rashba and the Ran, whether Midraisi it's Kavua or Midrabon it's Kavua. According to the Ran, Midrabon it's Kavua, Midraisi we apply the din of Kol Diporish, and according to the Rashba, Midraisi it's Kavua. That's the reason as to why the Ramos says, Oy Shereye Kishay Vikhovim Lokhei. Why do they say Vikhovim Lokhei? The answer is, if Yisroel Lokhei. So it's Kono, Kono Yisroel. That's a classic example of Kavua. Have a look from Shad Biyadisha. Alright, we'll leave it here. Now, but we should go over the Gemara in Zvachim. That's the basic sugya in Zvachim. Now, the Mishneh da Fayan Omid Beis at the bottom of the Omid, of Kol Zvachim Shenisavu. And then the Gemara. So there is a small piece of Gemara that is not that you don't have to go over it. I mean, the Gemara and Daf Ayin Aleph on the base. But then, and then the fifth line, Nivatle Berube, Vinivatle Berube. So then, from Daf Ayin Beis on the Aleph, the Gemara's Kashe, from Nivatle Berube up to the Ayin Gimel on the base. So the Gemara says, what the Gemara says, Elokzeiro Shemo Yoveu Yudke Hanim Bibasachas Vikre. It's a very important sugya. We cannot go over the simen without this Gemara. But if you know this Gemara, so So we'll be able to go over the whole simen. Now, and then you also have to go over in Beitze, the machlekes, between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Now, the sugye from Dav Gimel Amud Beis, from Dav Gimel Amud, the beginning of Dav Gimel Amud Beis, up to Dav Daled Amud Alev. Now these are the main sugyas and Simen Kuf Yud. Now I want to tell you again, the Pchina in Tarubes will definitely be given before Shavuos. I'm not telling you when before Shavuos, whether it will be a week before Shavuos or a few days before Shavuos or Erev Shavuos, but definitely before Shavuos. And I will not give it after Shavuos. So you have to Chazad, you should have started the Chazore, I mean before Pesach vacation. I told you that at the time. It will definitely be given before Shavuos and also on the Simonim of Hilchas Pesach. I mean that I went over before Pesach, just after the davening. So it will definitely be given before Shavuos, the Pchinin Tarus. And no matter how much we cover Kuf Yud, we should finish, because Kuf Yud Aleph will cover in one day. And Kuf Yud, so in 2 weeks we should cover, the Simen Kuf Yud with all the Taz and the Shachs up to the Shachs of the Klolis Vexvike, that we are not going to cover. I'll just mention, I'll pay a certain Klolis, but not inside. But we will cover all the Shachs, all the Taz and the Shachs up to Dinis Vexvike. So in 2 weeks we should finish Simen Kuf Yud and Simen Kuf Yud Aleph. But suppose we don't finish, if for some reason we don't finish, you'll get a Pchina anyway. And the Pchina will be given on everything we will have covered by that time. Before Shavuot. If Siv Dalet in Simen Kuf Yud. Now that's the aloche of Kavua. Now the Gemara in Bava Kama and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Faintes, learns out the aloche of Kavua from Goral. So in other words, if he's here, Kevin Ligav, and even though they are Tes Yisraelim and one of the Kichovim, so he's Potter of Misa. And we don't go Basarov. Why? Because since there is one in the Kichovim in that place, so maybe it's Kovua. So from that we learn how the aloche of Kol Kovua Kimechtal Mechtal. So, Reif Chanuyeh, Siv Dalet, Reif Chanuyeh, Meichis Bosar Shchuto. So in other words, you have in the market 10 stores, 6 stores sell basa shchuto, 4 stores sell basa nevelo. Lokach ma'achas men v'yidiyam izimen lokach. So even though from the point, mitzad asvore, it shouldn't be any difference whether you find it in the street or you bought in one of the stores, you don't know in which. It's the same. This, and from the point of view of probability, of chances, it's the same thing. But it's just a cost. Lokach ma'achas men v'yidiyam izimen lokach. V'nisar vo ba'achereis. Vein and ikeres, b'teilo b'rov mishum svek. So in other words, so this is, the mokia for this aloche of the mechaber is a Rajm. Rajm and Tikas Abayis. The Torah mentions it. So in other words, so the Torah says, in the name of the Rajbo, that when do we say that Kavua is osea, if it's b'chnei atzme, he bought a piece of meat in one of the stores, and he doesn't know in which, so kol kavua ki mechtzal mechtzal. But if it was nisarei, so then it is muta. So he mentions the mechaber that mentions that Rashi. V'nisarei b'acheres v'nikeres is teilo b'rov mishum svek. Now the question is this: monepshech, if it is if it was nisarei b'rov, so there is bittul b'rov. So why does he have to resort to svek? So the Primigodi points out. That's the obvious pshat, that the mechaber has reference to echticha ruil ischabit, where there is no bitl b'rov, because if it's echticha shen ruil ischabit, so who has to resort to svek, and it's a double poshut. So it's a dim poshut of chad b'trei. But the mechaber has reference, and the Rashba also has reference to echticha ruil ischabit. So there is no bitl b'rov of chad b'trei. But in this case, when do we say chticha ruil ischabit? So there is no people. If, let's say, you had Ichticho Lischabel, it was Vada Yisa. Ichticho Shal Nevela Shal Treifo, that was Ruyel Lischabel. And that was Nisari Bachere. So there is no people. But here, it's not Vada Yisa. It's on the contrary, from the point of view of chances, we should say it's currently Vadai that it's not Isa. Because it's 9 chances against 1, 6 against 4. But there is excess akosu of kolkovua ki mechtal mechtadome. So in case it was Nisariv, so then it is muter mishim sveksveki. Now, the Loshen is a little strange. Ptela berov mishim sveksveki. So the question is it machmas bittel berov or is it machmas wegzweke? It couldn't be machmas bittel berov because it's echticho ruim ischabit. And so why does he say ptela berov mishim svegzweke? Why does he say ptela berov mishim svegzweke? So in other words, apparently it's a combination of two aloches, of bittel berov and svegzweke. Now we'll see that. Now this mechaber is taken from the Rashba in Tiras Abayis. Then the Ramos says v'yesh eis. In other words, if let's say a chtichas boso that it was bought in one of the stores which is kavua and it's a chticho royal is chabik, so there is no bittel chal. So memele even that sofik does not become bottle berov mishum svek. V'yesh eischim b'chai gavne mishum b'chol mokei v'yisa b'mkei mei havi kimecht al mecht v'heil v'sofik orishen osam natere v'ein kanei tzveike lahatir rak taruves loy mikros veksveike. Now, what's the pshat in this Ramo? Now, all the nisikelim are masik, ask against the mechaber. That the mechaber's din is difficult, they say. Now, look in Simen Kufyud, Siftes, Sofik Trefo Shen Isarev Ba'achiris, Kulon Asures, Achi Hei Beheter Kedilvati Lo Isa, Imu Midvorim HaMizbatli, Shekivim Se Sofik Orishin Hoyo Bigufei, Ein Lahatirei Misvexvege. This is called Sofik Yachot Biguf, Sofik Yachot Bitarufis. So there is a machlekes between Rab Netam and the Ri, as to whether we apply the concept of Svexvege to a case of Sofik Yachot Biguv, Visofik Yachot Bitaruvis. Now, the Mokea for this din, that Sofik Yachot Biguv, Visofik Yachot Bitaruvis, is not effective, so it's a Braise in Beitze. Now, that's the Gemara that I told you to go over. Now, so the price in Beitze says, Echot Beitze shenol de b'shabes, v'echot Beitze shenol de b'yontef, im italpun leisol v'chatsiz bois hakeli v'lim, isma bokare amito, avu kefele esa kli b'shvil shom tishove, usveiko asuro, v'im nisar vo be'elef, kul masureis. Now, so there is a discussion in the Gemara whether it has reference to a Sofik Beitze Shnol de Biyontef, which is only Mirabonon, or it has reference to Sofik Treif. So that's this question in the Gemara. Then, now, so Rabbi Netam says that the Pshat v'im nisar vo be'elef kulon asureis. In the Sarvo Be'elev, Kulon Asureis has reference not to Sofik. Whether it has reference, whether Sofik means Sofik Beis Shnod B'yontef or Sofik Treifo. Now, immediately after Sveiko Asuro, the Braise says, Vim Nisarvo Be'elev Kulon Asureis. Does this clause of Vim Nisarvo Be'elev Kulon Asureis relate to Sveiko or it relates to Vada? So Rabbi Netam here on Beitze, Rabbi Netam in Zvochim, Dafayin Aleph, and Rab Netam in Yevomes. I mean, so he says that Vim Nisarvo Be'elev Kulon Asureis does not modify the preceding phrase, Usveika Asur. But When he saw the Vasuri, he says reference to Vadai. To Vadai. Not to Sofik, Beitzosh and all the beyond. That's Rav Netan. However, the Rashbo mentions in the name of the Ri, Rav Yitzchok, that Vinisalva Bel, if Kulna Asura is modifies Usveik Asura, the preceding expression. In other words, the Tzofik, Beitzosh and all the beyond. So even though Beitzosh and all the beyond is only some of the Rabbonon, but I account to the fact that is Dovah Sheish Matirin, so we don't apply the general principle of Sveiki Rabbon Likule. So even Sofik Beitzosh not to be on to Vizosea. So then he says, V'nisavo be'elef kum asureis. Even Sofik Beitzosh not to be on to Vizosea. According to Rabbi Tam, it means Vadai Beitzosh not to be on to V'nisavo be'elef kum asureis. But according to the Ri, as the Rashba mentions, Teisus doesn't mention that in the name of the Ri. The Rashba in Teres Abayis mentions it in the name of the Ri. So Vinisava Belef Kulna Sureis has reference even to Sofik Beitzosh Nol Beyond. So, in other words, so Sofik Beitzosh Nol Beyond Vizosa, because it's Dovashesh material. So, even if it was Nisarev, Belef, so it's also Asuras. Why? But then it's Isvek Sveike. So the Ri says, because it's Sofik Yachot Beguv, Vizofik Yachot Betarubis. This is the Rashba in Teres Abayis mentions the name of the Ri. And all Rishani mention it in the name. Teisus in Beitze mentions Rav Netan's Shite, that Misavu Belef Kulna Asura is his reference to Ivada Beitze Shnol Biontef, not to Isofik. But according to the Ri, it has reference to Isofik. So Memele, the Mechaber Paskins, like the Ri, the Tzofik Yachod, that's called why is the Asurais, and the same thing is true of Sofik Treifer, of Sofik Treifer, Shenisavu, of Sofik. If Sofik Treifo Shenisarvo, so it's also the same thing. So then, but of course, Sofik Treifo Shenisarvo, you cannot say Afim Nisarvo Be'elef Kulna Asureis, because there is Beetle, so Vadai Treifo, there is Beetle. But suppose there is no Beetle. Let's say it's not Nisarev Birov, it's Nisarev Mechtal Mechtal. So we do not say, so according to Rav Netan, we should apply the din of Zvek Zveke. So even if it's not Nisarev Berov, even if it's Nisarev Mechtel Mechtel, one Sofik is maybe it's not Treife, assuming it is Treife, it's Nisarev Chad Bechad, so there is no Bittel Berov, but maybe it's not the Sofik Treife, maybe it's the other one, according to Rav Netan. But according to the Ri, so we say, Sofik Achot Biguv, Sofik Achot Bitaruves, Bisochim Taruves, so there is no Svek Svek. That's the Aloha mentioned in Siftes. Sofik Treifesh and Nisarev Ba'achiris. Kulon Asuris. Ache hei behetea kidi levati leisa. Imu mitvor ma misbatlim, because if it's a chticho shein ruyo lishabei, so then there is bitlza. We don't have to resort to Svek Sveke. But if it's a chticho ruyo lishabei, so there is no bitl, and the basis of Svek Sveke is not muter. Or, even if it's a chticho shein ruyo lishabei, suppose there is no rov. There is no rov. So Mimili Chad Bechad, so it's also. Why? Because we pass like the Ri, according to Ram Talmud Lohimuta. Shekivim Shesofik Orishin Hoyo Bigufei, Ein Latir and Misfet Zveke. So Mimili, the Mechaba passings like the Ri. The Tzofik Yachod Biguf, Isofik Yachod Taruves. Tzofik Yachod Biguf, Isofik Yachod Taruves, is also. So Mimili, everybody, all the Nisikailim, raise the question against the Mechaba. How can the Mechaber pass that if Ichtichas Boso really is Chabit that was bought in one of the stores and it's Kavua and then it's in Sarva Bachere, Ziptele Berov, but not Mirov. It's Ichticha really is Chabit. So it becomes Shumsvek Sveke, but it's Isofik Yachon Biguv, Isofik Yachon Bitaruves. That's the Kashe that everybody raises against the Mechaber. Because of that, the Ramo says, "V'yei sheisri b'chay gavne mishum dichol mokim diisa b'mkeimei haveki mechza al mechza v'hoil v'sofi kori shinosam natere v'in kanu itzveike lahatir rak taruves l'mikros v'ekzveike." So in other words, because it's sofi kachot b'gu v'sofi kachot b'taruves, sofi kachot b'gu v'sofi taruves, there is no v'ekzveike. Now, why does the Ramo emphasize hoil v'sofi kori shinosam natere? Why do they emphasize? Let him say, because You should say, V'yeshe yisrim b'chai davne, mishum yichol mokim v'yisa b'mkeimei, have kemechza al mechza, v'have, sofik yachot b'guv, v'sofik yachot b'taruv, v'es dey nimuta. Why do they have to say, hoyu v'sofik ogi shinos matere? So that's the Ramol l'shitose. Because both, the Mechaber and the Ramol, they both passed, like the Ri, that sofik yachot b'guv, v'sofik yachot b'taruv, is also, not like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's muta. But, there is a machlekes between the Rajma and the Ro in Bayis Dalet Charbeis, I think. So there is a machlekes why we say that Sofik Yachot Biguvi, Sofik Yachot Bitaruves. So it's not a Svek Sveki. According to the Rajma, it's a special aloche. We'll explain that, but it's a special aloche. Sofik Yachot Biguvi, Sofik Yachot Bitaruves. So there is no Svek Sveki. In order to have a Svek Sveki, so either both sveikes are biguv, like Pesach Pesuach Metzosi, or both sveikes are bitaruves, like two taruves. First it fell into one part, and then from that part, an item fell into another part. So that's the din of sofik yachot biguv, sofik taruves, according to Rashi. It's a special aloch, that the sveikes have to be misugyachot. Either both sveikes are biguv, like Pesach Pesuach Metzosi, so one sofik is maybe she was zinso shloi tachtov before she got married, so she is muteres lebailo. Assuming that she was zinso after she was married, maybe it was beines. So both sveikes are beguf. Or if let's say an item of isa falls into a sack of heter, and then one item of that sack falls into another sack. So that's both sveikes are bitaruves. First of all, now when I take one item from the second taruves, from the second sack, and so there is a possibility, maybe it's not the one that fell from the first sack into the second, assuming that this is the one that fell from the first sack into the second, maybe it's not the easier item that fell in the first set. Then there is a machlokes shenim where the two taruves is enough. So teisa shita is the two taruves is enough by the vachoshuv, and according to the smak, so three taruves. So, but that's svek sveke bitaruves, when both svekes are bitaruves, when we have several taruves. So then svek sveke is effective. But if the two svekes are not misugechot, one sofik is biguf. Sofik treife. The other sofik is bitaruves. So then it's not effective. That's the Rashi's explanation. Even in Nisa Rabbono, even when it's Nisa Rabbono, so sofik yachot biguvi, sofik yachot bitaruves is not bottle according is osa according to the Rashi. According to the Rashi. So sofik yachot biguvi, let's say like sofik beitzah shenol d'biyont. It is also only Rabbanon. Even according to Rabbi, that Hachone is also Midraise, so it's only Yontef HaSomach L'Shabes, Shabes HaSomach L'Yontef. But Yontef HaSomach L'Cheil, so it's only also Midrabbanon. So still, Sofik Beitzah should also be Yontef and Yontef HaSomach L'Cheil, which involves only an Isar Rabbanon. But the Din of Sveike Echod Likule, we don't apply because it's Dovash Yishal Matirin. So not only Sofik Echod Likule, we don't apply. Even if it was Nisarif, we had a Sofik Beitzah should also be Yontef, and that was Nisarif. So it's still osa. Why? According to the Rashba. Why? Because it's sofik yachot biguv, sofik yachot taruves. The Ramo, this is the Rashba. The Ramo, here on Siktes, turn to the Ramo, the Hagoyes Ramo, on Siktes. V'yei shemri, hatam di osa, the reason why sofik treifish nesaru v'achiris is asura is, he's masking to the Rishite. But not as the Mechaber explained it on the basis of the shita of the Rashba, because the two sveikes have to be misugechot. No, not that time. On the basis of the explanation given by the Ro. But the Ro has two lishenes. And there are more paskens like the second losh in the Ro, in Berek HaBayis. Also in Bayis Dalet Shabbos. V'yei shemri, the Ramo says, in Zagoye, on Siftes, V'yei shemri, matam v'yoser, hoil v'asofik u'isa v'reis, v'linuch aleim arei tzofik, she'ein kan isa, rak shenisari b'achirim, loy mikre svek sveke, v'yoser, v'yoser. So, in other words, so what is he, in what way does this vary from the Mechaber? After all, he says the same thing like the Mechaber. But the answer is the Mechaber, so then he came and pointed out, the Shach, is it and the adam is ill the mechaber says the tzofik treif for shni sarim bachiris is osea because they're not misugechot. So he doesn't distinguish between a nisa d'rais and nisa d'rabonon. So even in case of nisa d'rabonon, like tzofik beis shnol d'biyontem. So we apply this din. But the Ramo emphasizes v'yeshim atam d'osea oil v'asofik u'isa d'rais. V'ashein kein if it will be, so then tzofik yachot b'guvi, tzofik yachot b'taruves is osea because it's a nisa d'rais. It's a nisa d'rais. What it means nisa d'rais? So that means, let's say like tzofik treif. So since veke the rice is lechumre, so as we said, I mean the machlekes between the Avidus Hagashuni and the Tzemach Tzedek, the first Tzemach Tzedek, whether that's in respect to the Simen Kuf Beis, Siv Beis, Yesh Mishayim Yashal Yomru Dovo Sheyesh Lematirin Ono Tishamati Rosit Lovei Al Kolponi O Yim Amatir Biyodil Asei Sibiloi Hefzeh. אבל דובר שאיני ביודי, ואיני ודאי שיובי המטר, איני בדין דובר שיש מטרים. לפי חורפיצה של סופק טריפה שניסה בו באחריס, איני בדין דובר שיש לו מטרים. לפי שאין המטר בוודאי, ואיני ביודי. So the ברהיטי mentions, היקשה מרב רב מישי מלבוף, לא מקוס למחבל, ושאין המטר בוודאי, הודין זה לסופק טריפה, לשייך כלל דובר שיש לו מטרים, משום דיקה בבית שנות ביונת, אפשר פשייך לאים, ואשו דובר של מטרים, דאח שבו עושה, ומחוס יהיה מותה, מה שאין כי בית סופק טריפה, אף אם היתה יהיה ביודי, שיהיה בוודאי, מקום כסר בחיר, אם דינו שיבת למון אפשר. So it's either or, it's treifa or it's not treifa. If it's treifa, so it's not yeshel matirin, it's always osa. And if it's not treifa, so it's not yeshel matirin, if it's not treifa, so it's not osa, but we don't know. So mele, the Behetev explains it, the Behetev explains it, the amchaber ayrekam mibetze shel sofik treifa shel olda biyontev. Vim kei nafshetiy atanegiles ksheiro hakei, mikol mokim abetze asur. Why? Because the behetiv shita is that zveke the reise lechumre doesn't mean it's also b'tiras vada. B'tiras sofik it's also. Not b'tiras vada. Mashenki most poskim, they explain that, they apply that, not to beitze shal sofik treifa shenol de biyontev, but just beitze shal sofik treifa. Not to beitze shal sofik treifa shenol de biyontev. So why? So how can it be explained according to most poskim? Because Sveke the Reise Lechumre is not only Yosa B'tira Sofik, it's Yosa B'tira Svada. In other words, he's even that. Where is that Avere? So I mentioned, because the parashe of Oshem Tolu, now what is Oshem Tolu? Oshem Tolu deals with, someone was Eva B'shegeik, who ate B'shegeik Eichtiche, that we had the Otuchtiches, and one was Chilev, one was Shumen, and he ate one Chatiche. B'shegeik. So he has to bring the Osha. So the Torah says that he has an Avere. So that means even if Klapi Shmai is Galia, the Dechticha that he ate was not Chele, was Shumen, he's still Osha. And he's Chai Ben Hashem Tolu. And he's Chai Ben Hashem Tolu B'tiras Vada, not B'tiras Sofik. One couldn't bring a Korban B'tiras Sofik. He's maybe Chul Lazoro. So that means there is a Vada Avere. Even if Klapi Shmai is Galia that he ate the Shumen, so he's a Vada Avere. So that parasha itself implies, we said, and Isa Raisi. So on that point, there is a machlekes avilis agashunin. It's a machzedek. What's the pshat in the mechaber? When mechaber has reference to a sofik treife, just like that, or he has reference to a beitzes shel sofik treife shenol de beyond. Beitzes shel sofik treife shenol de beyond. All right. Anyway, so in other words, so we see that according to most poskim, this mechaber and simen kuf beis has reference to beitzer shel sofik treifa, not beitzer shel sofik treifa shenol de biyontev, and still it's considered dovah sheish lamatirin. Why? So he says it's not a dovah sheish lamatirin livishin amata bevad. But so it's because of a special aloha that where it's not certain, so the aloha of dovah sheish lamatirin doesn't apply. But otherwise it would be dovah sheish lamatirin. How is it dovah sheish lamatirin if it's a beitzer shel sofik treifa? So manefshech either it's treifa or it's not treifa. The answer is, maybe Klapi Shmai is Gali, it's not Reve. But right now, we don't know it. Then, let's say tomorrow, or a week later, or a month later, or half a year later, it will become cognizant of it. So it's the Roshish material, but until we become cognizant, it is Osea. Why? But Klapi Shmai is Gali, it's not Reve. Because of Sekhita Reis Lechumre, because of the Isa. In the parasha of Oshem Tolu, Oshem Nosma Aveine. Oshem Nosma Aveine. So, Mimele, this is the pshat with Ramos says. Whereas he agrees with the dean of the Mechaber, Sofik Treif Shenisar Vacheris is Osa. We don't say Svexveke. But the Mechaber explains it on the basis of the Shita of the Rajba. Because there is a special aloche that both Svekes have to be Misug Echot. Even in Israel Rabbonon. Like Sofik Beisish Nol de Beyonte. So the Ramo says no. By Sofik Beisish Nol de Beyonte, Svexveke would be Mutter. But only by Sofik Treife, because since the first Sofik is a Sveke Dereise, and that's also a Teres Vadai, so then we have another Sofik, so it's a Sofik, so it's one Sofik. As far as the love of Bosobaso de Treife is a Chelo, we have two Svekes, but as far as the Isa Dereise, Yodosh Oshem, Yodosh Mavenei, is concerned, so it's only one Sofik. Mashiach, but Isa Rabbonon, so Sofik Achot Biguf, Sofik Achot Daruf, is Muta. This is, in other words, like the second Loshen, in the row, in Pais Dalet, Charbeis. So this is the reason as to why the Ramo is Masik on this Mechaber in Siv Dalet. V'yeshe Yisrim B'chai Gavne, Mishim D'chol Mokei. In other words, here too, when he bought a Chtichas Boso in one of the stores, and it's Kavua, so that's a Sofik. Kol Kavu Kimechza Al-Mechza. Then it was mixed up with other Chtichas of Heter. So the Mechaber says, Mishim Svek Sveke. So he says, that's, but V'yeshe Yisrino, because this is Sofik Echot Biguf, Sofik Echot Taruves. And according to the Ramo, in his Agoy, in Siftes, so it's only Oseh Sofik Echot Biguf, Sofik Echot Taruves, and Nisa Dereise. Not Nisa Rabbonon. So he emphasizes here too, there is a Nisa Dereise. V'yeshe Yisrino, Michal Gavne, Mishim D'chol Mokim D'Yisa Bim Keimei, Have Kimechza Al Mechzo, Hoyu V'Sofik Orishin Osam Natere, Ve'in Kano Yitzveike Lahatir, Rak Taruves, Loi Mikra Svek Svek. Because it's Sofik Echot Biguf, Sofik Echot Taruves, in a Nisa Dereise. And we pass him that it's us. So that's the asoge of the mechaber of the ramo against the mechaber. Now, so that's one asoge that is made against the mechaber. After all, we pass him like the ri that Sofik Echot Biguf Sofik Echot Taruves is us. So it could only accord with the shittes Rabbeinu Tam, but we don't pass him like Rabbeinu Tam. Then there's another kasha that is raised against the mechaber. Now, I asked you to go over the sugya in Zvoch. Without going over, now I want to point it out. If you're not going to go over thoroughly the sugya in Beitze and the sugya in Zvochim, there, the whole sugya, Tuplad Gemore, you will not be able to understand Simen Kuf Yud. Now, so there, Tafayin Dalet in Zvochim, Omo Dalet. Omo Rav, Tabah Shalav Niskechovim. Right after this, the fourth star. Omo Rav, Tabah Shalav Niskechovim, Shenisar Vob Meyo Taboiz, Upiyosh Aboim Umokim Echot Vishishim Umokim Achir. Piyosho Rishishim Mumokim Achir. Piyosh Achas Me'aboyim in Yiseres. Achas Mishishim Yiseres. Maishne Achas Me'aboyim. So in other words, what do you have? You had a Tabah Shal Avrizore. So it's also Banoi. And that was Nisari in 100 Taboyi Shal Eta. Non Avrizore. Then, Piyosh Aboyim Mumokim Echot, Rishishim Mumokim Echot. Piyosh Achas Me'aboyim in Yiseres. Achas Mishishim Yiseres. Maishne Achas Me'aboyim. Maishne achas mi aboyim dloid amrin nisura berubi ise. Achas mi shishim name amrin nisura berubi ise. Elo, im piyosho aboyim kolom nimokim echod in eisris. If all the 40, you see, all together, you have 100 taboyis. So then, and one of the taboyis of that 100, so is Avrizor. Then, 40 of the out of the 100, so were removed. Limokim echod. So in Israel, why? Because we say that since the major number remained, so the Iser, the Tabah Shel Avrizore is included, is with the Rob. Shishim Mokim Echot, Israel. Kamri de Kamri Shmuel. Omalei, so in Pio Shaboyim Kol Mokim Echot, so in Israel. Kamri de Kamri Shmuel, this is what Rav said. Kamri de Kamri Shmuel, Omalei, Hanachla Venizichovim. Shesveiko visofik sveiko asura atzivel. Because by Avrizore, there is no heter of sveksvek. There is no heter of sveksvek. Meis. סופי כמה ריסקי חובי מסור הוא ספק סווי כמותר סקייצה קייש לה ריסקי חובי שנופל איצה מולי קייצה סכולה הסור פירש יחד מן לריבי ומריבי לריבי מותורים so we see that zwek zweke is muta babri zore tanoi di tanje rebi de ime remaini baden that's one of the six items that are enumerated by the chachomim in perigimul of all perigimul of all as it over choshev that afil belev lebot so remaini baden eisri bichol shu keitzat no falach men li sechri bei. So one ribbon badin, let's say, of klaya kerem, of all, something that is awesome. Is it over choshev? Fell into 10,000 items of remaining of heter. So it's awesome. So, lochlachim sech ribe. And then from that sack of ribe, it fell into another ribe, asurin. Asurin. So, Rabshim ben Yehudei meir mishum Rabshimen. So in other words, so first of all, you have here rovs, and you also have here zvek, because first of all, you had one item of the remaining bad of klakerem of all whatever he said. So it fell into his sack of remain of that. Then one item from that sack fell into another sack. So, in other words, in both sects have such a bulk, you know, of 10,000 items. So it's awesome. Even the second sect. But there is a svek sveke. Any item in the second sect, so first of all, there's a possibility. It's not that item that fell from the first sect into the second. Assuming that the item you take out from the second sect happens to be that item, that remains, that fell from the first to the second, maybe it's not the Rimei Shalitza that fell into the first second. So it's a Svek Sveke. So still, so Rabbi Yehuda says it's awesome. So it's awesome. In other words, when something is a Dovah Choshev, that is not bottle, so not only it's not bottle Barov, we don't apply the heter of Svek Sveke either, by Dovah Choshev. Rabbi Shim Yehuda Imei, Amishim Rav Shimein, L'Ribei Asuri. If it just fell into what a sack of 10,000... pomegranates. So awesome. So that means there is a machlekes between Tanoim, between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Let's say David of a Choshuv. So if it falls into one taruves, so it's awesome. So I feel beribili bottom. But suppose from that taruves, from that sec, it falls into another sec. So, and then from that other sec into another sec. So then Rabbi Yehuda says that it's awesome. So, and Rabbi Shimon says that it's muter. So that means the machlek is annoying as to whether svek sveike is muter or not. So the Gemara says, Shmuel domakema. You see, Rav, so Bishleim Rav, Rav and Shmuel achilik as to whether there is a heter of svek sveike kav lizon. So Shmuel says no, Rav says yes. So Mimele Bishlei Merav, so Rav can accord with Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon and Rab Yudah are not chilek davke kalav lizor, they are chilek by all isurim, kerem, all isurim. So Rav can accord with Rab Shimon. But Shmuel, he says that by shor isurim, svek svek is muta. Kalav lizor are not. It's a special chumri kalav lizor. So Shmuel keman, Shmuel gomra ik Rab Yudah, so after Bishon Yisurim Osa, so he says that if a remaining baden fell into one sack of 10,000, and then from that sack it fell into another sack, it's Osa. So even not Avil Yisore, so Svek Sveke is Osa. Gabi Dova Choshev. And Ikrab Shimen, Ikrab Yud after Bishon Yisurim Osa, Ikrab Shimen after Las Kovin Amishor. V'chi teime, Shanali L'Rab Shimen, Nam Zichovin Nishor Yisurim, Elo Nitanya, Sor Zichovin Masur, Usvek Sveke Meteres, Mane Lo Yirab Yudu L'Rab Shimen, Leilom Rab Shimen, Ushmuel Sova Lo Krab Yudu Bechode, Upolik Lo Bechode. Anyway, so we have a machlekes between Rab Yudu and Rab Shimen. L'Gabi Shor Yisurim, Dova Choshev. So, if it fell, is a chribe, im ribe, l'ribe, Asurim. Rab Shimen ben Yehuda, im amishim Rab Shimen, l'ribe, Asurim, ribe, l'shleisho, u'mishleisho, l'mokim achem muta. So Rab Shimon says that it is muta. But in what case does Rav Shimon say it's muta? When you have three tamidas. First you had one pomegranate fell into a sack of 10,000. Then one pomegranate from that sack of 10,000 fell into a sack of three. And then one pomegranate from that sack of three fell into another one. So how many talubas you have? Three talubas. So actually you don't have svek sveke, but svek sveke. Does it mean that even Rav Shimon is matia, so he's only matia three svekes, but two svek svekes not? Or not? So Teisa says, and most Rashini, so Teisa says that according to Rav Shimon, it's lav davke liribe asurin umiribe lishleisho mishleisho limokem acher muta. No, according to Rav Shimon, if a pomegranate chalisa fell into a ribe, and then one pomegranate from that sack of ribe fell into shleisho, so it's muta. Why does he say to advise us that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you have three svek svekes, it's also. But the Eloch Nam, according to Rabbi Shimon, even two svek svekes is mutar. This is Teisa's shita. But the smak shita, and that's the shita of Moshe Rabbeinu. The smak, but the smak shita, and the Rambam is also like the smak. The Rambam in Machos HaSoas, that Rabbi Shimon is only matir if it fell miribe lishleisho umishleisho makmache. So we have three talents. First it fell into a sack of ribe. That's the first talents. Then one pomegranate was removed from that sack of ribe and it fell into a sack of three. Sack of three. And then one pomegranate was, so there's a second talents, the shleisho. Then one pomegranate was removed from the sack of three and it fell into another sack. So we have three talubas. Then it's muta. But if it just fell into a ribe and then from that ribe pomegranate fell into shleisho, so then it's also according to the smak. What is that? All right. So we have a machlekes rishen. In other words, by dova choshuv, so afilu biribe lebotol. But suppose one item from the first talubas falls into another sack, into another talubas. So according to Teisves and the Rashba, so it is muta. And when Rav Shimon says meribei lishleisho mishleisho lemakom acher, so it's lavdavki mishleisho lemakom acher. Rav Shimon mentions that in order to advise us that only alibed him it's muta, but alibed Rav Yehuda it's also even three tarubes. But according to Rav Shimon it's muta even two tarubes. And there's a sheet of Teisves in the Rashba, many Rishayim. But the smak and the Rambam, they say no. Rav Shimon says, "Meribe lishleisho, shleisho lemakom acher." It's davke mishleisho lemakom acher. But if it's not mishleisho lemakom acher, only two taruves, then it is also. Now, how does the mechaber pasken? So let's see. In sif ches, dovo sheni botel machmas chshivose, sheni sarev ba'achir, v'nofal ma'taruves azeis echod mishnayim achir. Vinofal min ashleisho echot mishnayim achir. Hareilu achirim utorim. So how many taruves does he mention? Three taruves. Mdovo sheni botul machmas chshivose, like remaining baden, sheni sarim b'achirim. So there's the first taruves. Vinofal min taruves azeis echot mishnayim achir. So there's the second taruves. Vinofal min ashleisho echot mishnayim achir. Hareilu. So there's the third taruves. So the third taruves is muta, but the second taruves is also. In other words, the mechaber paskens not like Teisves and the Rashba. He paskens like the smak and the Ramba. Hari lo achir mutorim. Shari yo echot shal taruves orishenu bot morov. Vim no fal echot me taruves orishenu le'alef. There is only two taruves. Kulum asur. Vilo neima bot morov. There's a Roshan Ramba. El lehatir svek svekon. Shin yipil na taruves ashnir lo kemar charein eiz. Anyways, so in other words, whatever the reason is, but that's the psak of Mechaber, like the smag and the Rambam, that by Dovah Choshuv, so we need three taruves, two taruves not. So Mimele, the second kasha that is raised, so two kashas are raised against the Mechaber. The Mechaber's din is invalid. One kasha is, how can Mechaber say that if someone bought in one of the stores, Ichtiche Bosor, and then it was Nisari, if so, but it's Ofikach Bikuv, Sofikach Taruves. and in the Reise, so certainly, and we pasken like the Rie, in the Reise, according to everyone, the Rajbo Endro. That's one kashe. Second kashe is, but the Rajbo himself can say that, because the Rajbo agrees with thesis, that when Rav Shimon says, so it's labda.